Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 7, His Capacity. So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Mark 2, verse 10. I was a newly appointed senior pastor and went to church to prepare for that evening's event. I found a singing group, which sometimes used to rent our facilities, rehearsing in the main hall. They claimed someone had given them permission. I answered that we had an event there and that next time they should check availability directly with the pastor. Then a man from the group addressed me. "And who are you, dear?" "I am the pastor," I replied. After an awkward silence, the director introduced me to the group. Sometimes we still laugh about it. Has anyone ever questioned your position, role, or capability? In the Gospels, the scribes and Pharisees are constantly second-guessing the identity and capacity of Jesus. When Jesus said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven," Mark 2, verse 5, the scribes started questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Mark 2, verse 7. This is the first of five consecutive controversy stories between scribes and/or Pharisees and Jesus. Why was this pronouncement not acceptable to the experts of the law? The passive phrase, "your sins are forgiven," would have been used by those who acted as God's representatives when announcing that a person's sins were forgiven. Similar phrases were heard at the temple after the person had brought his or her sacrifice and a confession was heard. The priest would say something like, "Your sins have been forgiven." Because the priest and the teachers of the law often used the passive form to describe God's acts on behalf of the people. But now Jesus has opened up new access to grace, and they don't like it. Jesus, knowing their questions about his authority and capacity, said to them, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," before saying to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home." Mark 2, verses 10 and 11. And he did. Now, wherever you are, without any other intermediaries or mediators, Jesus has the capacity and the prerogative to forgive you and heal you.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!